right, let's dive deep today. We're going to be tackling generative AI.
Ooh, exciting.
But we're not just talking about how to use it.
Okay.
We're going behind the scenes.
Right.
And exploring the tech stack.
Gotcha.
That makes all those incredible AI applications possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Think of it like this.
Okay.
You wouldn't build a house by just, you know, throwing bricks around, right?
Right, right.
You need a blueprint.
Yeah.
The Gen AI tech stack is that blueprint for AI.
That's a great way to put it. And what's so cool is that even if you're not like a tech expert,
yeah,
understanding these building blocks, you know, helps you appreciate
totally
what Gen AI
for sure
can't do.
Okay, so let's unpack this blueprint.
Yeah.
One of our sources breaks down the generative AI tech stack into layers.
Okay.
Kind of like a cake.
I like that analogy. You start with the bottom layer,
okay,
which is the infrastructure.
Uh-huh.
This is the like heavy lifting part of the process, you
right.
know, the real powerhouse behind AI.
So who are the big names in this infrastructure layer?
Well, you've got companies like NVIDIA.
Oh, yeah.
Creating those powerful GPUs needed for all that intense AI processing.
Right.
And then there are the giants of the cloud.
Okay.
Amazon Web Services, Google Cloud, Azure.
Yep.
And together.ai, they provide the like virtual space where all the AI magic happens.
So we've got the power source
yeah.
and the space. What's next?
Next up, the foundation models.
Ooh.
Think of this layer as the brains of the operation.
Right.
These are the pre-trained AI models created by companies like OpenAI, Anthropic, and Cohere.
Yeah.
They've been trained on like mountains of data.
Right.
And they can be used as is or fine-tuned for specific tasks.
Ah, so these are the names we see popping up everywhere.
Insane.
That we hear about AI breakthroughs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
These models can do some pretty amazing things, like writing different kinds of creative content.
Oh.
Translating languages and even composing music.
Oh, wow.
But even with all these smarts,
yeah,
they need a way to access and organize information, right?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So what keeps it all organized? Where does AI store
okay
all that data it needs?
That's where the retrieval layer comes in.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically, vector databases.
Okay.
Think of them as super efficient librarians.
Right.
For AI.
Yeah.
Companies like Pinecone and Weaviate are key players here.
Vector databases. That sounds pretty technical. What are they exactly?
Imagine trying to find a specific piece of information
yeah.
in a library with billions of books.
Right.
It would take forever.
Right. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Vector databases solve that problem for AI.
Okay.
They're like lightning fast search engines
mm-hmm.
that can find the information an AI model needs,
okay.
even if it's like buried in a huge data set.
So they're crucial
yeah.
for helping AI models make sense of all that data.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they need to be fast and efficient
yeah.
because AI applications often deal with really complex information.
Okay, so we've got the power,
yeah.
the brains, and the library. But who's coordinating?
That's where the runtime
different part.
Or the framework layer comes in.
Okay.
Frameworks like LangChain, Llama Index, and Hugging Face
yeah.
are like the conductors of an orchestra,
yeah.
making sure all the different parts of the AI system are
yes.
working together smoothly.
So LangChain is the one making sure the AI that summarizes legal documents.
That's a great.
Is talking to the AI that drafts emails
yeah.
based on those summaries.
That's a great example.
That's incredible.
LangChain is known for its ability to like connect different AI tools.
Yeah.
Making it perfect for building like versatile applications.
That's a lot of moving parts.
Yes.
Yeah. It seems like things could get pretty complicated.
Yeah.
How do we make sure it all runs without a hitch?
That's where the monitoring and orchestration layer steps in.
Okay.
It's all about quality control,
right.
making sure everything's running smoothly yeah. and efficiently.
Okay.
Think of tools like Kubernetes for managing containers
okay.
and Prometheus for keeping a close eye on performance.
So this layer is kind of like the stage manager.
Exactly.
Making sure the show goes on without any technical difficulties.
Exactly. And no. finally, we reach the layer that users actually interact with.
Okay.
The front-end hosting layer.
Right.
This is where platforms like Vercel and Netlify come in.
Yeah.
Helping developers create those user-friendly interfaces
right.
that connect to all the AI magic happening behind the scenes.
So it's like designing the storefront for a shop.
That's a j-
you want it to be appealing.
Yeah.
Easy to navigate, even if the inner workings are complex.
That's a great way to put it.
Right.
So there you have it.
Yeah.
From the raw power of infrastructure to the sleek design of front-end hosting.
Yeah.
That's our Gen AI cake in a nutshell.
All right. We've got our foundational layers.
Yes.
Infrastructure, foundation models, retrieval layer, runtime framework, monitoring and orchestration, and front-end hosting.
Ooh.
Out of all these layers, what stands out to you the most?
You know, I find particularly fascinating
yeah.
how specialized the runtime framework layer
yeah.
is becoming.
Okay.
Each framework seems to have its own strengths
right.
and focus areas.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
We should definitely dive deeper into that.
Yeah.
Let's take a closer look at some of the specific frameworks mentioned in our sources.
Yeah, let's do it.
Each one seems to bring something unique to the table.
It's like having a toolbox.
Yeah.
Full of specialized tools right. for different AI tasks.
Let's start with Llama Index.
Okay.
Since we were just talking about vector databases.
Yeah.
What's its specialty?
Llama Index is all about making sense of like huge amounts of data.
Yeah.
It excels at efficiently indexing and retrieving information.
Okay.
Especially when you're dealing with those massive data sets
right.
that we talked about. If
yeah.
if your project involves a mountain of information,
yeah.
Llama Index is your go-to framework.
So it's like having a super-powered research assistant
like this,
that can sift through
yeah.
mountains of data
yeah.
and find exactly what you need in a snap.
That's a great way to put it.
Right.
It's like having a research librarian who's read every book
right.
and can instantly recall any fact
right.
or quote you need.
I can definitely see why that would be valuable
absolutely
for sure. AI applications. Now, what about Haystack?
Yeah.
How does it fit into this framework landscape?
Haystack is the search and question answering expert.
Okay.
Think of it as the ultimate research assistant able yeah. to sift through like mountains of data
yeah.
and find the needle in the haystack.
Well.
It's particularly good at understanding complex questions and finding the most relevant answers from like a sea of information.
So if you're building an AI chatbot.
Yeah.
That needs to provide accurate and comprehensive answers
yeah.
to user questions.
Right.
Haystack would be a key component.
Absolutely. Haystack is all about making information accessible
yeah.
and helping AI models understand the nuances of human language. That's right. Now, let's shift gears a little bit
okay.
and talk about Microsoft Jarvis.
Okay, Microsoft Jarvis. What's its claim to fame?
Well,
in the world of Gen AI frameworks.
As you might expect, Jarvis is like deeply integrated with the Microsoft ecosystem.
Right.
It excels at tasks like, you know, conversational AI mm-hmm. and automation, especially within that Microsoft world.
Yeah,
if you're working with Microsoft tools and services,
right.
Jarvis can be a really powerful ally.
So it's like having a dedicated AI assistant.
Exactly.
For everything Microsoft.
Exactly. And then we have Amazon Bedrock, which is all about leveraging the vast resources of Amazon Web Services.
AWS is a major player in the cloud space.
It is.
So I imagine Bedrock is a pretty comprehensive framework.
It is. Bedrock provides access to like powerful foundation models,
okay.
tools for managing those models,
right.
and seamless integration with other AWS services.
Right.
It's like having a one-stop shop for building and deploying sophisticated AI solutions
wow.
within that AWS ecosystem.
So whether you're working with Microsoft or Amazon,
yeah.
there's a framework designed to make the most of those platforms.
That's right. And then we have a framework that's all about, you know, pushing the limits of AI performance.
Performance is key in the world of AI, so I'm all ears.
Yes.
What makes it so special?
Mesh TensorFlow is designed for handling those like really big, complex AI models.
Okay.
It uses a technique called distributed training,
okay.
which essentially means it can spread the workload
okay.
across multiple processors.
So it's like having a team of supercomputers working together to train a single AI model.
That's a great analogy.
That's pretty wild.
This allows Mesh TensorFlow to tackle challenges that would be like impossible
yeah.
for a single machine to handle.
Right.
It's pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI.
That's impressive. Now we can't forget about OpenAI Swarm.
Ah, yes. Swarm is a fascinating one.
Yeah.
Because it's still in its early stages.
Right.
But it has the potential to like revolutionize how we think about AI.
Oh. Tell me more.
Swarm is all about enabling AIs
okay.
to communicate and collaborate with each other.
Wow.
It's like creating a network of intelligent agents that can work together to solve complex problems.
So instead of individual AIs working in isolation,
Right.
we could have teams of AIs
Exact.
sharing information
Yeah.
and learning from each other.
Yeah.
That opens up a whole new world of possibilities.
Exactly. It's like going from a solo musician to
Right.
a full orchestra. Imagine the symphony of knowledge that could be created.
All right, so we've got LangChain for connecting AI tools,
Yes.
Lamy Index for data crunching, Haystack for search and Q&A,
Right.
Microsoft Jarvis for Microsoft integration,
Yeah.
Amazon Bedrock for AWS solutions,
Yes.
Mesh TensorFlow for performance,
Mm-hmm.
and OpenAI Swarm for AI collaboration. That's quite a lineup.
It is.
All
And we
right.
have to remember, this is just a snapshot
Right.
of what's out there.
Yeah.
The world of Gen AI is constantly evolving,
Yeah.
with new frameworks and tools emerging all the time.
It's mind-boggling to think about all the innovation happening in this field.
Yeah, but with all these different frameworks and layers, why should the average person care about the Gen AI tech stack?
That's a great question. It's easy to get lost in all the
Yeah,
technical details,
for sure.
but understanding the tech stack,
Yeah,
even at a high level,
right.
empowers you in some really important ways.
I'm all for feeling empowered, so tell me more. First, it helps you ask better questions
Okay.
about AI applications.
Okay.
When you understand what's happening under the hood,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
You can dig deeper into how an AI tool work,
Okay.
what its strengths and limitations are,
Right.
and whether it's the right fit for your needs.
So instead of just accepting AI as magic, we
Exactly.
can start to see it as a powerful tool
Right.
with specific capabilities and limitations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And second,
Yeah.
this understanding helps you see both the possibilities and the limitations of Gen
Yeah.
AI more clearly. You'll recognize the types of problems AI is well suited for
Yeah.
and where it might fall short.
That's incredibly important, especially in a world where AI is being hyped up everywhere we turn.
Absolutely. You need to be able to like cut through the hype
Right.
and make informed decisions about
Agreed.
how AI can be used responsibly and effectively.
100%.
And finally,
Yeah.
knowing about the tech stack equips
Yeah.
to navigate this rapidly changing landscape.
Yeah.
As new technologies emerge,
Right.
you'll have a framework for understanding where they fit into the bigger picture.
It's like having a roadmap for
Precisely.
the AI revolution.
Speaking of navigating this landscape,
Yeah.
we should talk about the major cloud providers.
Okay.
Google Cloud, AWS, and Azure, they're all heavily invested in Gen AI.
They are, and they each seem to have their own approach to the Gen AI tech stack. It'd be great to get a sense of how they're tackling this.
Well, let's start with Google Cloud.
Okay.
They've got some powerful tools for handling the infrastructure layer. For example, they offer Compute Engine
Right.
and Kubernetes Engine for scalable computing power,
Right.
along with TPUs, which are specialized processors designed to like speed up machine learning tasks.
So Google Cloud is making sure you have the raw computing power
That's right.
to handle even the most demanding AI workloads.
That's right. And when it comes to the runtime framework layer,
Yeah. Okay.
Google Cloud has developed its own framework
Okay.
called Vertex AI.
Ah, so they're not just providing the building blocks, they're also creating their own tools for
Exactly.
working with those blocks.
Exactly. Vertex AI is designed to like simplify the process of building, training, and deploying machine learning models.
Gotcha.
It offers a wide range of like pre-built components and tools,
Right.
making it easier for developers to get
Yeah.
started with Gen AI.
So it's like a streamlined toolkit for Gen AI development
That's
within the Google Cloud ecosystem.
a great way to put it.
Okay, we've covered Google Cloud. What about AWS? How are they approaching the Gen AI tech stack?
AWS is taking a similar approach, providing a suite of services
Okay.
that cover all layers of the
Yeah.
stack when it comes to infrastructure.
Right.
They offer EC2 instances with powerful GPU capabilities,
Okay.
and their SageMaker platform
Right.
is a game changer for model training and deployment.
SageMaker sounds interesting. Can you tell us a bit more about how it works?
SageMaker is a cloud-based machine learning platform
Okay.
that provides everything you need
Okay.
to build, train, and deploy machine learning models,
Cool.
including Gen AI models.
Right.
It offers a wide range of pre-built algorithms and tools,
Okay.
as well as like the flexibility to use your own custom code.
So it's like having a like a virtual machine learning lab at your fingertips.
Exactly. And one of the key benefits of SageMaker is that it handles all the infrastructure management for you. You don't need to worry about setting up servers or configuring software. It's all taken care of.
That sounds like a huge time saver.
It is.
For developers.
It allows developers to focus on the core task of building and refining their models rather than getting bogged down in like infrastructure management.
So AWS is making AI development more accessible and efficient.
And they're constantly innovating and adding new features to SageMaker.
I'm sensing a pattern here. Both Google Cloud and AWS are investing heavily in making Gen AI more accessible and user-friendly.
Absolutely. They recognize the transformative potential of Gen AI, and they're making it easier for developers to harness that power.
Right. We've covered Google Cloud and AWS. What about Azure? How does Microsoft's cloud platform fit into this Gen AI landscape?
A comprehensive suite of services for Gen AI as well.
Okay.
For infrastructure.
Right.
They have virtual machines.
Okay.
And Azure Kubernetes service.
Okay.
Providing scalable computing power for AI workloads.
Okay.
And when it comes to model development and deployment, Azure ML is their flagship offering.
Okay. Azure ML, what's its specialty?
Azure ML is a cloud-based machine learning service that provides a collaborative environment for building, training, and deploying machine learning models.
Okay. Including Gen AI models.
Right.
It offers a visual drag-and-drop interface.
Okay.
Making it easy to create and manage like complex machine learning workflows.
So it's like a visual design studio for AI development.
That's a great way to describe it.
Pretty cool.
Azure ML also provides a wide range of pre-built algorithms, tools for data exploration and preparation, and seamless integration with other Azure services.
So Azure is also striving to make Gen AI development more intuitive and accessible.
They're focusing on providing a user-friendly experience.
Right.
Especially for those who are new to machine learning.
It's exciting to see how these cloud providers are shaping the future of Gen AI.
But before we move on, I want to circle back to something we touched on earlier, vector databases. Our source specifically highlights single store.
Yes.
As an example.
Single store is particularly interesting because it can handle both vector data, which is essential for Gen AI applications, and traditional relational data.
So it's like a multi-talented database.
Exactly.
Able to work with different types of data seamlessly.
Exactly. This makes it a powerful and flexible solution for building Gen AI applications that need to like integrate with existing systems and databases.
I can see why that would be a huge advantage.
It is.
It's like having a universal translator for data.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
It bridges the gap between the world of AI
and
the world of like traditional data management.
Okay. Before we wrap up this deep dive.
Yes.
I'm curious to get your take on the future of the Gen AI tech stack.
Okay.
What trends are you seeing emerge?
Well, one thing that's clear is that the stack is becoming more sophisticated and specialized.
Right.
We're seeing the emergence of like more advanced monitoring and orchestration tools specifically designed for AI workloads.
Okay.
These tools provide like deeper insights into model performance, resource utilization, and potential bottlenecks.
So it's about making AI applications more efficient, reliable, and transparent.
Exactly. We're also seeing a growing focus on security.
Right.
As AI applications become more prevalent and handle increasingly sensitive data.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Security is paramount.
Absolutely.
In any technology, but especially when we're talking about AI.
Right.
And the potential impact it can have.
And another exciting trend is the development of like specialized hardware designed to accelerate AI processing.
So instead of relying on like general purpose processors, we're starting to see hardware.
That's right.
That's tailor-made for AI.
These specialized chips can significantly boost the performance of AI applications, enabling them to process information faster and more efficiently.
That's incredible. It feels like we're on the cusp of a major leap forward in AI capabilities.
And the Gen AI tech stack is evolving to keep pace with these advancements.
It's clear that the Gen AI landscape is dynamic and constantly changing.
Yeah.
What's the key takeaway for our listeners?
The key takeaway is that the Gen AI tech stack is not static.
Right.
It's constantly evolving and adapting to the needs of the AI landscape.
Right.
As AI continues to transform our world,
yes,
understanding this stack will become even more crucial.
It's like learning the language of AI.
Yeah.
So you can participate in the conversation.
Yeah.
And shape its future.
That's a great way to put it. It's about becoming an informed and engaged citizen in the age of AI.
Well said. Okay, Deep Divers, we've covered a lot of ground in this episode.
We have.
We explored the layers of the GenAI tech stack.
Yes.
From the powerful infrastructure that provides the foundation.
Right.
To the user-friendly interfaces that bring AI to life.
Yeah.
And we also delved into some of the key frameworks driving this revolution.
Yeah.
Each with its own unique strengths and applications. And we discussed why understanding this tech stack matters.
Yeah.
Even if you're not a developer.
Absolutely.
It's about empowering yourself to ask better questions.
Right.
See the possibilities and limitations of AI more clearly.
Yeah.
And navigate the ever-evolving landscape of this transformative technology.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
We've only scratched the surface.
All right.
The world of GenAI is vast and constantly expanding.
That's what makes it so exciting.
It is.
There's always something new to discover and explore.
Exactly. And that's why I want to leave you with a final thought-provoking question.
Okay.
If you could build AI application, what would it be?
Ooh, I love this question. It's like a challenge to unleash our creativity and imagine how AI could be used to solve problems,
right?
Create new possibilities, or simply make life more interesting.
Exactly. And what parts of the tech stack would you need to focus on to bring your vision to life?
Right.
Which frameworks would be best suited for your application?
Right.
What kind of infrastructure would you need?
It's like taking all this knowledge we've gained about the GenAI tech stack and putting it into action.
Yeah.
It's about moving from understanding
Absolutely.
To creating.
Precisely. So Deep Divers, I encourage you to explore, to experiment.
Yes.
And to dream big.
Dream big.
The future of AI is being shaped right now.
Yeah.
And you have the power to be a part of it.
And hey, if you come up with any mind-blowing AI app ideas, we'd love to hear about them.
Please.
Share your thoughts and questions in the comments.
Yeah.
And let's keep this conversation going.
Until next time, keep diving deep.